Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.
Comedians, they're all brilliant, lovely people. Being sarcastic there, of course. Which my comedian colleagues, not friends, assure me is the lowest form of wit, when in fact the lowest form of wit is their best 20 minutes. I'm trying to start a turf war here, which I hope will escalate. It's what comedy needs, I think, to shake it up a bit. Be a bit more exciting, like in the US. I remember growing up, looking at comedians, thinking, what a great time they're all having together. What camaraderie, you know? Looking at all the old school comics when I was growing up, like Brucey, Tarby, Lynchy, Pee-wee, Letterman-y, Seinfeld-y, they're all hanging out together. And this is what happens when you first become a comedian, when you first start, everyone's helping each other. And then, when you start to earn a bit of money, something happens. There are factions. Backstabbing, dirty tricks. A comedian came over to me several years ago and said, my boyfriend hates you. I was like, I've never met him. She looked quite shocked, thinking as if like I'd found her out. And she said, well, he still hates you. Like, that's the thing, comedians are like all artists, they can be hated without being met. But comedians, quite particularly, they can be hated by the public in a way that no other art form gets. You know, there's no one online slagging off Picasso in the same way as comedians. Oh, Picasso's, oh shit, just whimsical shit. Oh, that Picasso's a cunt. But the Picasso of comedy, me, it's like, my boyfriend hates you. It's a very odd thing to say. My aunt hates you. Laughter creates hatred, I think, more than rappers. Notorious B.I.G. died aged 24. Christopher Wallace, to many the greatest rapper of all time, shot in LA. West Coast, East Coast, hip hop feud. 24. What a waste. When I was a kid and then at university, 24 was an age where you'd just be starting out, getting shit together. Now I realise my big mistake, not doing enough when I was. You can get a clip of Biggie at 17. On the streets of New York, freestyling. This guy was good to go at 17, man. Fully formed, good to go. 17, I knew in my heart I wanted to be a comedian, but no one helped me. I saw the comedians on my screen, Brucey, Jay Leno-y, Connolly. And I was brought up by my non-artistic parents above a post office, ironically, with no fucking money. Outside Birmingham, this wasn't something I could do, a comedy. So I sat down with a careers officer when I was 17 and she said, what do you want to do? And I said, well, ideally, I want to be a comedian. And she said, what do you mean? I said, ideally, I want to be a comedian. And she laughed. She actually laughed. And I thought, well, this is a good start. And she said, well, that's not really a job, is it, a comedian? It's more of like a fallback, isn't it? A hobby. You can take that up at university. Looking back, this woman ruined my life. Imagine if you'd said to Christopher Wallace, age 17, coming off the street, Chris, spitting those bars, you silly Billy. Have you ever thought about banking? No. You're not the notorious B.I.G., are you? You're Christopher George Wallace, the banker. Now, Chrissy, what's an eighth plus an eighth? That's right, 9 months in jail for dealing drugs, you silly B.I.G. So this careers advisor laughed and she said, comedy is not really a job. Have you thought about what a good job would be? My dad's mate was a barrister and he was minted. So I just said, barrister, for no reason. I thought it's a bit like comedy, isn't it? You know, you stand up in front of the audience and you lie. It's literally the next best thing. So that was it. My future was formed at 17. Instead of pursuing my comedy dreams, I was just wasting the next year applying for and then doing law at Bristol University. And then looking back, it was fucking ridiculous. And I'm not saying I'm quite the same as, you know, as if Biggie was a banker, but it was similar. I mean, look at me now. I mean, I'm the notorious Nathan Cassidy. I'm the notorious NC, the most bad boy comic slash singer slash pianist. Slash from the east side of London. Your boyfriend hates me and he ain't even met me. That's how bad I am. And there I was studying to be something to put criminals away. Ludicrous. That'd be like Biggie studying to be on the narcotics team of the LAPD. So after a year I said, fuck you to Bristol Law Department. I mean, in truth, it was a phone call to say, I'm choosing to leave and thank you for your support. But in essence, fuck you, Bristol Law Department. You can't control the notorious NC. And then I moved to London and bought myself a fucking penthouse overlooking the docks. What a gangster, true story. I made some decent money on a property in Bristol. And I said, fuck that police, fuck the system. And I joined a gang, y'all. Joined the RBS gang on the east side, the Royal Bank of Scotland in the east end of London. I became a banker. What the fuck was I thinking? And all because in my heart I wanted to be a stand-up. But the only person I'd told my dreams to, she'd laughed at me. And to nick an old Monkhouse gag, when I said I wanted to be a stand-up comedian, they all laughed at me. Well, they're not laughing now. I'll tell you why they're not laughing now. Because stand-up comedy doesn't exist. That woman was right to laugh. What a ludicrous thing to pursue. I should have been a lawyer. They ain't out of work now. Or a banker. Those motherfuckers are on massive wages on furlough, lucky fuckers. And silly old notorious B.I.G. Gunned down at 24. That was his prize for pursuing his dreams. The thing is, if I'd become a lawyer or a state banker, as an artist, I would have been dead already. I only just wish that woman hadn't laughed at me when I was 17. I could have started living sooner. I'm doing very little right now compared to a year ago. The main thing that I love has been taken away from me by my heart. I'm living. And when comedy comes back, it's going to be even more brutal than ever. All those comics hating on each other before this pandemic. Now those same comics will be back on the street, won't they? And they'll be desperate. They'll be penniless. I want to gun down their rivals in any way possible. Seriously, I think we're only a few months away from me stepping out of a club on the West Coast, somewhere like Weston-super-Mare, and a black Chevy Impala pulls up, and a man in a blue suit and bow tie rolls down the window and shouts, "Hey man, I'm that girl's boyfriend. I do hate you. I think you should stop doing comedy. The jig's up, man. Everyone hates you." And I'd be like, "Yeah, man. That's all the fuel I need to keep going, my friend. That's why I'll do it again. That's why I'll do it again."
Hey, it's Austin James. If you're like me, trying to live your best life while living with diabetes, you can relate to worrying if you're doing a good job managing your diabetes. I use the FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor to get real-time glucose readings and see the impact of every meal and activity to make better decisions. The FreeStyle Libre 3 Plus sensor can help me live life with diabetes on my own terms, and it gives me more time for the things I love, like being a dad and a musician. Now this is progress. Learn more at FreeStyleLibre.us.
For prescription only, safety info found at FreeStyleLibre.us.